can't do this. This is too much. What am I supposed to do? There's so much to do. I need help. God, you know, there's something right. I need answers. Who's going to be there? I've messed up so much. I feel like I've tried everything, but now, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Just breathe. Be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I can't live a whole life with half a self, with half of me in tow, saving the potential of me for some rainy day as if there isn't more to be living for. How can God work with half a woman towards her full potential? How can he pour blessings into my cup that overfloweth if my insecurities and sins have created holes that can't store it? I wrestle with principalities against my own flesh and blood, looking towards the mark of the higher calling, but that takes a whole lot of faith. And to follow where he leads takes a whole lot of dedication. And to stand in the face of my fears, or to proclaim the life of Christ, or even to love my neighbor, takes a whole lot of preparation. So half of me won't do. Giving only half my day, or half my thoughts, or half of everything I got is not only useless but unwise when God sees me wholly with his own eyes. When God in his grace sees me wholly with his own eyes. So I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say, I gotta get it right. My purpose is on the line. And how can I have only half the mind to do what's right, or spend less than half of the time attempting to develop myself into disciplined study or focused way of life, when it takes to committing the whole mind, the whole body as a living sacrifice? See, we want full blessings from the Lord, but we only pray half the time. And sometimes we remember to love our neighbor, but we see God's love all the time. We go into situations and relationships with half of ourselves in tow, still hoping good things will come from them despite. And we forget that to love God with our whole heart takes a constant renewing of the mind, a constant reviewing of our lives. For many of the things we need to grow takes a committed and dedicated whole, not got from simple Bible reading or occasional fasting and praying, but our whole effort with our whole heart gives God the room to bring out the wholeness in us that he created within us long ago. So I chanted like I wanted, like it's part of my whole being, like it's significant, like it's attainable, as if my spirit desired it. I needed to present myself fully as committed to his word. I want to be a whole woman, because half a woman can't quite gain wisdom in this world. So each day I pray the prayer of complete reliance on God and all his magnificence, for only he is able to bring out in me the wholeness that he created. I'm not whole on my own, but I belong to you. I'm not of myself, but of you and your divine purpose. I am not alone, but with you. I seek your guidance in my daily business. I'm not whole on my own, but pieced together by your hand, held together by your will. I am not led by neither wants, desires, or personal debates, but ever yielding to that which you lay before me. So today, as every day, I listen to your voice, walk in step with you, seek your wisdom, and lay no claim to my own life so that I may be aligned with your way. For I seek to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. God, I want to live what you made me. A whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Amen.
Welcome to Soul Purpose Tuesdays. I'm walking in wellness, and I ask if you would walk with me. Soul Purpose Tuesdays, we're back and alive. Soul Purpose Tuesdays is a way to celebrate our soul purpose, and it's based on a soul purpose lifestyle company, and we are affirming that we're walking in wellness, a consistent reminder to be balanced mind, body, and spirit, to take a look at what we are putting on our skin, what we're putting in our bodies, and what we're allowing in our spirit. We want to take a look and see, is this life-giving or life-robbing? And then we want to put in place whatever we need to do to make sure that we're constantly giving life and growing and being balanced mind, body, spirit, and bank account. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. And we have coming on later our co-host, Cheryl Cormier. She's Vice President of Soul Purpose, a lifestyle company. And just to share and give everybody a little bit background, Soul Purpose is a all-natural, botanically based wellness company, and it's beauty from the inside out. So we have everything from nutritional products to hair products from your head to your toe, all natural, botanically based, spa quality. And there are various levels of body and beauty products. But spa quality is your top level. That's where we use pure essential oils, no perfume or alcohols, no cuts. And it's great spa quality product, but at a very affordable price. And the main goal and main purpose is we need to live well. Company was founded by a black woman named Nadine Thompson, who has given us access to high-quality products and food for our skin, for our cells inside, to make us healthy, and gave us access to that where normally we may not have access to such products. And it's structured as a direct sales company, so we also have the opportunity to earn income, build businesses while we take care of ourselves. But we're going to learn a little bit more about that. Cheryl is going to come back and just, you know, give you guys much more detail on that. And I just want to remind everybody, it's Soul Purpose Tuesdays all day long. So we're going to tell you after the show how you can continue on with your Soul Purpose experience. Now, today is a very special day, and we have a very special guest. We have, we all have a soul story. And just sitting and listening to our stories and each other's stories as women and men, we inspire each other. And sometimes you just need that edge to just get over, get through, or, you know, just to move on to the next step, that motivation, inspiration, nudge. And many times just listening to someone else's story will speak to you in that way. So we have a dynamic woman today, Shashina Gibbs. She is the business hero, and she's CEO and co-founder of Real Sisters Rising Women's Business Association, celebrating 10 years, and just finished with their Rise to Power Conference. And I'm blessed to be a member of the organization, and I was blessed also to be honored. So they acknowledge women, honor women, but they're down in business about being about your business. So Shashina is our guest for today. She's going to give us our soul story. So we're going to listen to her and meet her and find out some wonderful things about her. And right before we bring her on, because she is on the line, I just want to dedicate this one special song to Shashina right before we go on our business hero. So here we go.
This is Dan Lefianowski
of WBHP-TV.
This just in, there have been reports of a new superhero. Multiple sightings have been called in. Oh my! She has just landed on the White House lawn.
Time to fly, let's get out of here. Time to ride, let's show your fear. Let's go, oh, let's go. I'm a hero, you're a hero, she's a hero, yeah. Purpose in my eyes, pride in my thighs, a plan in myself, secrets loud and they tell. Never come cheap, not afraid to cry, against all odds I will defy. Get the gun and I don't know how, save the day and I'll take a bow. We're no cake but sure can fly, I'm the truth and I'll tell you why. Uncle Sam ain't on my team, I don't sleep but I sure do dream. Dreaming color every day, when you win then I get paid. Look up in the sky, I gotta go, somebody needs me to save the show. Paid in full is a plan of action, even in my heels I got traction. Leaping tall buildings in stilettos, gotta run to chase the ghetto. Possible is never far away, today is New York, tomorrow Taipei. Riding that train, self-esteem, hurry and come on, it's about to leave. Don't ever think you just don't let me, we fight together cause we all need. I
got your back and you got mine. We stick together, we all shine. Freedom is here and told me to say, Shiro is here to save the day. Freedom is here and told me to say, Shiro is here to save the day. Yeah.
Time to fly, let's get out of here. Time to ride, let's go, your fear. Let's go. Oh, let's go. I'm a Shiro. I'm a Shiro. You're a Shiro. She's a Shiro, yeah.
Miss Superhero, I need your help. There's a man. He's trying to steal my heart.
Sorry, ladies. I cannot finish the song. I've got to go and save the day.
To be continued.
This is Master Griot Radio, Channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words. Shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Welcome. We're back, and we want to welcome our special guest, Shashina Giz. Hi, Shashina.
Hi. I love that song. Who sings that song?
A woman named Mahogany. Mahogany Angiger is M-A-H-O-G-N-E-E, Mahogany. And you can find her on Bandcamp, mahogany.bandcamp.com.
That song is so beautiful.
When I saw the show, I said, well, I'm going to play that.
I'm sitting over here blushing like, oh, that's so nice. Thank you for having me.
Yes, well, thank you for agreeing to be our special guest and sharing your soul story. So our audience wants to know, everybody wants to know, the world wants to know who is, yes, who is Shashina Giz the person? Yeah, where do you hail from? What are your interests, your passions, your talents? You know, who's the person Shashina Giz?
How much time we have on the show? Well, I'm a very simple person with a lot of things I want to accomplish. Shashina is very laid back and always want to help people. Mm. I am the oldest grandchild or daughter in my generation. So that comes with a lot of responsibility. So I'm used to handling and managing, working with abundance of women. Because the majority of this generation are women in my family. So I guess that leads right back to Real Sisters Rising. But I'm a single mom of two. I live in New York. My home city, my hometown is Long Island City, New York. Raised in the Bronx and adopted by Jersey City, New Jersey. my daughters, Destiny and Diamond, I love my babies. They have been around watching me grow my business since they were very young. And I included them in the slogan, Real Sisters Rise, helping women find a diamond in their destiny. And they also the name of my membership. Destiny and Diamond membership. So, anything I'm doing with Real Sisters Rising is to create generational wealth for my children and grandchildren and so forth. They're my babies. My business is my baby, and I love sharing it with my vision with other women who are birthing their babies, their businesses, and helping them to grow. Because it's nothing like watching your children grow, especially when things is like, you know, that moment. I'm not sure if you have children, but that moment when things just don't seem right and your child comes walking in the room with a smile on their face and it seems like everything just changed.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So that's how I am with Real Sisters Rising. Like, when things don't seem to go right and one of the members email me, text me, post something that just happened to them that's wonderful, some a new success story, that's how I feel about Real Sisters Rising. I'm like, oh, I got to go. I got to get up and get on my game because these women are doing awesome things. I have to talk about them. I have to honor them. That's my energy. That's my gas.
Yeah. Well, I definitely, you know, definitely understand that. I just hadn't heard from my grandson a couple of days. I just called him. He said, he called me back, what do you need? What do you need? He said, I thought it was something important. I'm like, nah, I just missed you. Hadn't heard from you. I sent him a text to say missed you. You know, he's 25, but just said, I hadn't heard from you in a couple of days.
Now I know how my mom feels when she just called here and be like, what my grandbabies are doing? I'm like, you just spoke to them.
Yes. And it's really great and important that become a living example. And then we have discussions about generational wealth. You know, a lot of times those discussions aren't even had, no less, you know, people think about what I'm going to leave, you know, for the next generation, no less generations down, you know. So just
right.
It's great to let them think that, you know, we can build something that we have that you can pass down, that, you know, that's our family. So that's really great. So
we work hard.
Huh?
I said we work hard as parents. I'm not sure what everybody's story, but, you know, when I was younger, I was raised around a lot of entrepreneurs, but they didn't teach the younger generation, you know, how to run a business, start a business, manage money. I don't know. I'm not sure if they manage money properly. However, they did have businesses. That's what I grew up around. I didn't grow up around too many people going to work a 9-to-5. I grew up around entrepreneurs. So,
okay.
I watch, but still a lot of things I didn't know. You know, so this is one of the things I do my best to teach my children. You know, the school is going to all teach them about the 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also contribute to that. However, I still teach them about entrepreneurship and money management as I learn it, I teach them because they need to know. So they know about the career. They know about being a business owner. They can make their choice that they want it, the way they want to go, the path they want to take when they get older. Like, I have my oldest daughter. She's more of a career-minded person. My youngest daughter, she wants to be an entrepreneur in all so many ways. Like, everything she think about is about entrepreneurship. So I got two different daughters that I have to teach two different ways, but they both know the opportunities that's available to them.
Well, that's what it's all about. Just, you know, letting our children know and our community know, you know, we don't have to fit inside a box. We're these diverse, you know, multifaceted beings, and anything's possible. And so long as, and when you do things that just stretch the mind and stretch, you know, the possibilities, and then, you know, you feed, you know, creative spirits and to create creativity and innovation, it, you know, it's no telling what they can come up with. So is that what inspired you to, you know, create Real Sisters Rising and to become a business coach? I mean, how did you get into that?
For me to create Real Sisters Rising, I had no plans on doing that. I know I had many talents and skills that I wanted to use to start a business. I had no idea what business I wanted to start. When I was younger, we did a number of things. I used to braid hair, bake cakes, sell it to the stores, babysit. I did graphic designs, computer technician. I did so many different things. But it was really to survive because I was a single mom with a baby. And I didn't want nobody babysitting my child, so I started doing things from home. Then I started this Yahoo group. just sharing the information that I was learning about starting a business from home. And the women on there started to look for my advice and ask me my opinion on different things and starting a business because they were starting businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a small business resource center here in the Bronx, and I was speaking to one of the business coaches, the consultants there, and I told her all my ideas, what I wanted to do. We sat down, we brainstormed, and she basically came up with the fact that you want to start an organization for women. I said, no, I don't. You know, I'll tell you about the story. I don't want to start an organization because the details of it that she told me I would have to do, I was like, I don't want to do that. Long story short, you know, 10 years later, here we are. Women Business Association, and we have our ups and downs. I have personal ups and downs that keep me from doing certain things in my business. I had to learn how to manage a chaotic home and run a successful business. Even though, you know, I do everything in my power to make my home balance as possible, life happens. You cannot control what life happens. You have to just learn how to manage it without losing your head, you know.
Yes.
Because one thing I do know in business that your customers and your clients and their members, although they have hearts, when they want to be serviced, they want to be serviced. What's going on in your personal home is none of their business. They really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They want to learn something, and you said you was going to teach it, or you're going to provide this service. They want to know what's going on. They don't want to know that your kids are sick, that you're sick, anybody's sick. We can't go into McDonald's and say, why there's no fries, no food today? They say, oh, because the CEO is sick. You know, so I learned that the hard way. So I encourage people to put some systems in place if you start in a business, because you can't control what happens in life, but you always have to be prepared for it. Put some systems in place if anything can happen.
Oh, all right. That's some good information. And that is the truth. I think a lot of times people just start their business and sometimes don't realize you got to meld it with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you in your life sometimes can be ever-changing. And so you do have to, and not just systems for your business, but actually systems for your life, especially when you work from home, when you work, you have to manage it all, you know. I'm really at this phase where I have to do a new level, you know, some tests.
Right.
I didn't realize I was going to have to do what I have to do, you know. My mom has Alzheimer's, and as that increases, there's more that I have to do.
Yeah.
And so they say, time to restructure, you know. You know, okay, this, you know, you're aware, you put the plan in place, you put the system in place, and I think when you do that, it still winds up working out. So now what I would like to ask you, I do have a few great questions for you.
Okay.
First of all, since we're here, before we move on any further, I'd like to let everyone know, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-716-7994. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-7994. Shashina is here. She'll answer any questions. You can ask. You can share. Just call in. And also, right now, I am going to open up the chat room. At least I thought I was. Alrighty, we still have a little technical difficulties. The chat room is not available at the moment. But please call in if you'd like to speak. And at this time, will you please share with us, Shashina, share with us your information so people can get in touch with you.
Okay. My website is www.realsistersrising.com. That's realsistersrising.com. We are on Facebook at Real Sisters Rising. Twitter is Real Sisters Rising, R-E-A-L-S-I-S-T-E-R RealSistersRising. And all the social media websites under Real Sisters Rising, you can find us.
Okay. So, Real Sisters. And don't you also have a consulting business?
Yes. My website for Shashina Gibbs, The Business Shiro, is www.thebusinessshiro.com.
Okay. All right. Now, so now we're going to move on. So, again, if you want to get in touch with her, she's available on all business sites. And before we move on, we're still with Real Sisters Rising. How can women become a part of Real Sister Rising? What are the benefits? You know, share that.
Some of the benefits of becoming a member of the organization, we help you to grow your business. So you get monthly, you'll be invited to monthly conference calls. You get tips and resources to your email. We have Facebook groups that we interact with one another. I share a lot of business tips there. And we have a lot of upcoming things coming for 2014 where we have live workshops coming up and more virtual conferences coming up where our members are actually hosting a lot of the calls. So that way those experts that's within our organization can be, get a platform to share and get more exposure for their businesses. So the main focus of Real Sisters Rising, the benefits, is really to grow your business, to start, get help with starting a business, grow your business, and run your business, and build professional relationships that are like sisterhood. It's a sisterhood that, like with Jacqueline, we have talk, we laugh, you know. It's not just, you know, with your tight collars on and we're just strictly business. We like to have fun as well. So besides running a business, you have a sisterhood here. That's the main benefit of the organization. And to join, you just visit our website at realsistersrising.com and click join and check out all the benefits in detail. And you click the button to choose which membership you want. If you're in a New York area where there's actual physical workshops and physical activity going on, it's a Destiny membership. It's $59 a month. If you are not in the New York area and it's going to be mostly online activity that you participate in, it's going to be $49 a month. And we also have a basic membership for those who just want to test the waters and see what's going on. And it's also you can join them on the website.
Okay. So, everybody, please, this is interactive radio, internet radio, so let's take advantage of the technology while we're here. Just take a moment and visit www.realsistersrising.com, and you can learn more about the organization as Shashina speaks. So our next question is, what is the best piece of advice you ever received?
I receive a lot of advice. The best piece of advice I ever received from a few people was to get help, to get assistance and ask for help. Learn to ask for help because
Alrighty.
You can't do it all yourself.
Alrighty.
Building a team is very essential in running a successful business.
Okay. Now, what makes you the business hero?
Because I am helping these women who are going from welfare to wealth. That's my goal, is to help more women go from welfare to wealth, whether they own welfare or just have a welfare mentality, to think about generational wealth, growing wealth, just, you know, in many areas, starting from home. You know, the reason I started from home is because I was home with my daughters. There's other reasons why women want to work from home. They want time freedom. They want to be able to, some people just don't like being told what to do. So different ways, you know, different reasons why people want to work from home, but they need help. And we can go online and do all the research we want, but sometimes you just need that extra push, that extra tip, the resource of somebody just get in your butt. Like, let's go, let's get it done. And that's who I am, you know. I tell people when they work with me, and you want to work with me, you have to have a backbone because I'm really serious about helping you. I'm not going to play with you until I see it's done. And I'm not going to move forward until you get it done. So if you don't have a backbone and you're not ready to move, then I'm not working with you.
Okay. All right. Now, that makes sense. And that's what a lot of people need.
Yeah, because I needed it, you know. Because I was at one time in my life, and I have friends who can testify to that. I wasn't coachable. I never used to like. I'm not employable. Somebody tell me, oh, you got to do this. You need to. I'm not doing it just because you told me I should do it. Maybe it was the way people phrase the words, you know. But then, and when you in business, you know, you have to learn to phrase your words differently to make people want to actually do it. Instead of saying you need to, you have to, I command you, say I encourage you because this is going to help you. It's not helping me, you know. So it's the way you rephrase words to allow people to say, okay, she's right or he's right. I need to do it. I need to move forward because it's not about the person who's encouraging you. It's about you getting it done to advance your life or your career.
Mm-hmm.
So that help that you asked for, that you allowing people to help you can really take you so much further than you saying, well, I don't like people telling me what to do. And that was me. I really just like, I don't want nobody. I did what I was supposed to do. What are they telling me to do? I don't want to do nothing today. You know, I'm tired today. It's a rainy day. I don't want to do anything. You know, so I had to change my mindset in order for me to be successful.
Okay, great. So now what I'd like to, we're going to move into the soul talk. Okay, we're going to move into some soul talk.
All right.
All right. So now, what do you do to get calm?
What do I do? Can you please repeat that?
What do you do to get calm?
To keep calm? Oh.
To get calm. Yeah, well, you need to calm yourself.
I like scented candles.
Okay.
I love my scented candles, and, you know, I love my bathtub. It's really big. It's a big old-fashioned bathtub.
Okay.
And I took this apartment just because of the bathtub. So I'll go into the bath with my scented candles and my scents and just relax.
Alrighty.
But my brain is still going, I like to have my notebook, my journal there, and my pen. And I still write down ideas. I'm still taking care of business because it's something I love. I love what I do. But
okay.
I like to do it in a relaxing environment.
Okay.
And when warmer weather, I like to go by the water. Go to South Street Seaport or to the beach just to watch the water, just be around that serenity.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great. Those are some good things.
Yeah, I think it's just the water, whether it's at home or outside, I like to be around that, the calming of the water.
Yeah. And it's cleansing, too. Calming and cleansing. Now, where do you feel most at home and in peace?
I'm at peace anywhere, really. I'm comfortable. You know, I just don't like a lot of drama, a lot of noise, a lot of negativity. I got to remove myself from that. But anywhere I go, I can feel at peace at home.
Okay.
When I come home, I go straight into my bedroom.
Okay. Now, I guess we'll ask you our question.
Okay.
What do you feel, now do you feel what you put on your skin, in your mouth, and around your spirit? How much of it do you feel is life-giving or life-robbing, or have you ever even considered that?
I never considered that, actually. That's a great question.
Great. Well, from now on, just kind of think about that in your journal. Just journal your notes. Because we always want to, whether we want to or not, we're feeding ourselves something.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, is it life-giving or life-robbing? And obviously with your spirit, when you feel something becomes life-robbing, you want to remove yourself from it.
Right. Well,
because what's
coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'm doing life-giving, you said? I'm not doing anything anything that's robbing me from anything, because I have been through a lot of professional and personal development.
Mm-hmm.
And spiritual development, I would say. So I'm conscious of stuff that the things that I do with myself, and I'm conscious of my environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you could, just finish these sentences for me.
Okay.
The world needs
more people helping each other.
Okay. More people helping each other. I'm doing two things. I'm taking notes as well.
Oh, okay.
Note taker. I believe in
relationship building.
Okay. Love is
extremely, extremely important.
Righty. And the thing that matters most to me?
My daughters.
All right. Okay, this has been a great interview. You have been really great.
Thank you.
And, yes, it's just been wonderful. Doesn't take that long to get inspired and moved.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, yes. And I do want to take this time publicly while we're on the air to thank you, you know, for honoring me. I had a great time. I wish I could have been there a little bit earlier. Or that my bus was the time I thought it was, but I had to leave a little earlier than I anticipated because I missed everybody. Yul and I on Twitter, and I was like, you was there. She said, I'm looking for you. I said, I didn't see you. And there's a few other people. They were all there. That Dolores Chamberlain, people I've been networking over with for years.
I know. That's what was such a reunion for me because, like, Dolores and Cece, they're like one of our very few of the first members who have joined our organization way back when. And so to finally meet them, especially Dolores coming all the way from Florida, you know, to finally meet her, it was just exciting. Like, when she walked in the door, I automatically knew who she was. I stopped who I was talking to and ran over and hugged her.
Yeah.
So it was exciting. And Cece, like, we like sisters, like, really, seriously. We have spent hours on the phone just talking about all kinds of things and just business, personal stuff. It's just, we just like sisters. And to finally meet my sister, you know, it was just a pleasure, and to meet you, we networked online for such a long time, and everybody, it was just like a real sisters rising reunion, and it got me to thinking maybe I should do something just that, you know, just a reunion, somewhere we can just let our hair down and just talk and catch up.
Yes. Well, that is definitely, you know, to give time for the networking is, like, really, you know, necessary. So that I missed that. I was like, oh, wow, these people here. So I missed everybody. And yeah. I did want to, I was working to go around, but, you know, I didn't even, some people, you know, it's just so many, you know, because you get to talking to one person, I said, that's speak to another person. And I connected with people like Toni Coleman, you know, I knew her name online and all, but then, when your co-host said from Warm, I said, now I know where I know her from. And I was like, oh, wow. I said, I've known her for years, and she's come to Philly. Like she has some of her books, but I had gotten them years ago, and I was like, wow. So it just shows you what a small world.
Well, I'm glad you got to meet some people. So, you know, in the future, networking events or things we have, because we're coming back for the awards again in 2014.
So, oh, yeah, we'll definitely be more a part of, because I also brought somebody I work with Soul Purpose. My Soul Purpose mentor, her name is Cynthia Francis, she came out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you get your ticket, you become a member. And she's in New York area, so you got another member. I don't – was there one to give out?
A young lady was going around passing out the folders with the certificates, and she said she couldn't find Cynthia Francis. I wasn't sure if she found her.
I don't think she got anything because, we left together, she didn't have a gift bag or anything.
Oh, wow, because I have stuff here. So later this week, I'll call you call Cynthia because I have her number and find out.
Information. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, you should have her information. Hopefully, you know what, I may have to make sure she updates her address because I had covered her ticket. So, but yeah, it was great, and I just want to thank you publicly for that. A lot of times we don't get recognized, so it means a lot. And a lot of times people don't, get that recognition. It means a lot.
Well, I'm glad I gave you an award. So next time y'all get awards from someplace else, just add it to your shelf. Time to get a shelf because once it starts, it don't stop.
Yes, yes, and I'm still going to do the follow up press on it. I started the press release. And I just I'm catching up on my PR work, but that's how we support one another. So we do the follow up press on it.
Well, we're not finished yet. We still have. There was a number of women that couldn't make it to the event. So what I'm doing is I'm doing a virtual celebration. I'm just gotta wait for them to receive their items, and then we're gonna schedule a Google Hangout to have this awesome celebration to celebrate the women who couldn't make it out.
Okay. Well, let me know when that is, and what we'd like to do. Maybe some of us will get together, like especially with Soul Purpose, and we'll send out a little product package to, some of those women, and so that, they can celebrate with aromatherapy and, make up their little pamper bar while we celebrating.
Y'all hear that? The Rise of Power Achievement Celebration honorees. Look at there. You're going to get some stuff.
So definitely let us know, let me know when ahead of time, and then we can at least send out a little package. We have a nice little, I think it's a candle and a shower gel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that they can use with a sample, body butter sample. This way they can do your calming technique of a nice aromatherapy candle that's soy and healing. And so,
if you have people in your house, you have to have a lock on the door. So y'all remember that when you go to the bathroom. Lock the door.
Well, these candles you can burn anywhere. You can burn your candles in your house or use a candle burner. Candle burners
are
even
greater. Talk about my way and go in the bathroom and take your bath.
Oh, yeah.
Candles, you don't want no interruption. Lock the door.
Yes, please do, because I think in almost all of our houses, if you don't lock that door, somebody's coming in.
Like you're in your moment of meditating and somebody interrupts. It's like, oh, why? What are you doing here? You have to have your moment.
Yes, yes. Okay, so I don't want to check here in the studio, but we're getting ready to close out. We have about 17 seconds, so why don't you one more time give us your information so everybody can reach you, Shashina.
Okay, no problem. My name is Shashina Gibbs, the business Shiro and the CEO of Real Sisters Rising. You can find me on our website at www.realsistersrising.com, thebusinessshiro.com, and on Facebook, Real Sisters Rising, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, all Real Sisters Rising. Thank you for having me on the show, Jacqueline.
Okay. And I told everybody to remind me, I just want to let everyone know we have a special now where you can get a $50 gift card for Naked Wines. And all you need to do is just, when you spend $50 or more, if you get a gift set for $50, or if you spend $100 or more, you will get a $50 gift card for Naked Wines. So, and you can get up to 2 gift cards per customer. So you can go to nakedwines.com and get you like 6 bottles of wine for a dollar.
Okay.
Yeah, so for, you know, the holidays, if you want to add some wine to your events, or if, you know, for some salons you're doing your customer appreciation day, set up a pamper bar, you know, just get in touch. You can call us at 1-877-552-7012, extension 1111. And you can have a great time. We have great specials. And just visit us online at imwalkingandwellness.com. You click on your soul purpose and you can find anything you need. So have a great day. Oh, and for everyone, too, I also posted in the group all the songs that were played. But just to go from the beginning, we were listening to Whole Woman by Rhapsody. And then we went on to Shiro by Mahogany. And you can find Mahogany at Mahogany, MAHOGANEE .bandcamp.com. And the song is called Shiro. Wonderful day. We'll be back again. We're going to do a special edition next Tuesday. So catch us here next Tuesday for our holiday edition before you for our gift-giving guide edition. So we'll talk about all the great gifts, again, how you get your gift certificate. But our gift packages is, you know, getting ready to start your holiday shopping. This will be about giving gifts of life. And you want to include gifts of life into your gift-giving this holiday season. So we'll be back next Tuesday. Have a wonderful day. Peace and love. And thank you, Sestina.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay.
I met a prophet, dark as the night. She could see into my soul. Said she'd been watching and had some advice. She said shadows make you whole. A life without pain is a wolf in sheep's clothes. Cause if you listen to the lesson that it holds, you'll find the goal. Child, it's time to break the shell. Life's gonna hurt, but it's meant to be felt. You cannot try until you break the shell.
appointment to finally understand that there is no such thing as perfect. We're all simply doing the best that we can, and we have a choice to live.